The healthcare detective, Frank Lally, has written a book for Simon & Schuster about how to get affordable healthcare. Called Your Best Healthcare Now, it is available online, in-store, wherever fine books are sold. Mr. Lally is also the health correspondent for Parade, the former editor of Money and George magazines, a senior advisor to healthcare.com, and, not to put too fine a point on it, our very own healthcare detective. Hi, Frank.
Hi. How are you doing?
I am well. I'm well. Good. Actually, I'm highly aggravated, but it has nothing to do with you.
Oh, well, I'm glad to hear that. Well, we're in pretty good shape. I mean, we had a wonderful, blessed event in our family. Now, our youngest daughter, Nina, and a wonderful son-in-law, Ben, just had a baby boy. So his name is Ramo. Now, and he was named for Carol's, my wife's maternal grandfather. And if you know the history of Rome, or at least the legend, there were twins, Ramo and Romulus. They were raised by wolves, and then they created Rome. So Ramo has a pretty good story as he begins his life. Now, Ramo's three-year-old sister, I've talked about her, she's the beautiful redhead, blue-eyed Gia, wanted a sister. So she calls Ramo Princess Ramo.
That's fair.
Yeah, I mean, it's logical. I don't think it's going to stick, but that's what she's doing. Now, listen, all I can say is, as Grandpa, though he's only been around since May 5th, Ramo seems wise beyond his days. He's a very smart-looking little baby. But Ramo, of course, is born as the country awaits the ultra-right wing Supreme Court's ban on the right to an abortion. That's what we think is going to happen. Even when the women, or the girls as young as 12, is the victim of a rape or incest, or the pregnancy threatens her health. I can't help thinking how I'd feel, Jill, if something had happened that had caused Nina and Ben to decide to abort. There would be no Ramo. I would be heartbroken and probably pretty angry, too. But I would also support my daughter's decision 100%. It's her body and her human right to decide whether to give birth. So count me among the 90% in this country who believe that women should have the right to end an abortion after rape, incest, or a threat to their life. I think it's deeply wrong to overturn Roe versus Wade's right to an abortion as the law of the land. After half of a century, after we've dismissed back alley abortions as a dark chapter in our history that we wanted to forget, and after we've come to expect fundamental rights as Americans, regardless of whether you live in a blue state or a red state. I also understand the strongest argument from the minority, largely the white Christian right, that life begins at conception. And therefore, the abortion of that quote-unquote innocent life is the equivalent of murder, murder that must not be allowed in civil society. I get the argument. 10 years ago, when I was at Reader's Digest, I spent a lot of time working with the Reverend Rick Warren. He's the pastor behind the Purpose-Driven Life. And together we created, and honestly, the best religious magazine ever created anywhere. I have deep respect for Pastor Rick and for his wife, Kay. They believe with all their heart that abortion is murder. Where I differ with them and the majority of the Supreme Court is whether they have the right to impose their religious belief as law on the innocent lives of American women. Let's zero in on this concept of innocent life. Women who are raped by a stranger or by their own father, or who are likely to die in pregnancy, are surely innocent lives as well. Studies show that abortion bans increase the death of mothers by over 20%. For every 4 mothers who die in pregnancy, if you ban abortion, you're ending an innocent 5th life. Therefore, aren't abortion bans also the equivalent of murder? I say yes. So look, Jill, I'm not naive. I know there are many people in the audience listening to me today don't see the world as I do, but I also trust there are many others who are listening and who are nodding. But before I turn to some very practical thoughts about abortion and contraception, do you have any comments or concerns at this point? Anything I haven't been clear about?
No, I think it's very clear. I do urge anyone to actually do their research, their own research, and not just get all involved in the headline. I mean, I actually know a couple of people who have gone starkers, as they used to say. You know, just because they don't understand, they don't understand any of the nuances. And yeah.
It's a deeply troubling decision to have to make, and you should make it with your doctor and your spiritual advisors and your family. I don't think the decision should be made for you by elected lawmakers or unelected judges. Look, I strongly believe that overturning Roe will soon be followed by a state-by-state nationwide push to ban birth control. It's going to get worse. If you think that, quote unquote, personhood begins at conception, then logically you have to make contraception illegal. The movement is already underway in red states. Louisiana lawmakers, for example, are advancing a bill that would allow the state to charge the woman who gets an abortion and the people who help her with homicide. That's the depth of inhumanity sweeping red states right now. And at the same time, the blue states surrounding us, I mean, Connecticut, Massachusetts, New York, Rhode Island, New Jersey, are all becoming so-called safe havens for those seeking abortions, dividing this country in a horrible way, I think. The issue to watch is access to abortion pills, which have been legal in this country for 20 years. Today, abortion medicine, it's a two-drug combination that can be taken at home, accounts for 54% of all U.S. abortions, 54%, and it's rising, not to mention 75% of all abortions in Europe. The FDA has cleared the way for women to get the drugs mailed to them after a telemedicine session with a doctor in another state, including doctors at websites like Hey Jane and Just the Pill. The FDA considers the pills as safe as a traditional abortion by a doctor in a clinic. But 19 red states have banned telemedicine for abortions, even in many cases when the doctor is in a blue state where abortion is legal. Many of those red states are also planning to go after their citizens who cross state lines to get the pills, and even those who get the pills mailed to them. And Senator Marco Rubio wants to punish private companies that pay to fly their workers out of state for abortions. Let that sink in. By the way, more than 80% of the lawmakers pushing these anti-abortion laws, you guessed it, they're men. Sooner or later, the thorny constitutional questions surrounding efforts to ban contraception will head for the Supreme Court. And if it's this right-wing court, this fringe concept of personhood may well become the law of the land, and women and their doctors will end up in jail. Legal experts say there is little President Biden can do to protect abortion rights, including the right of doctors to prescribe abortion pills from any state, because states license doctors and they license pharmacies. Pharmacies in Texas are already refusing to fill prescriptions for abortion pills. So what happens next? I mean, experts predict women will increasingly order abortion pills from overseas through websites like Aid Access. But the FDA opposes importing pills. Now, in fact, it's illegal, partly because it opens the door to fraud and all kinds of dangerous counterfeits. So there you have it. We're in a very dark place. A spokeswoman for an organization called Pro-Choice America put the question of abortion rights in these stark terms. Before Roe, there was great concern about women bleeding out in back alleys. Now the reality face is between the danger of hemorrhaging or handcuffs. Yes, we're in a very dark place. Donald Trump's Republican Party doesn't stand for equal rights and opportunity as Lincoln's Republican Party did. It doesn't stand for protecting ordinary people as Teddy Roosevelt's Republican Party did. It doesn't even stand for allowing businesses to do what they think is best as Ronald Reagan's Republican Party did. No. Trump's party stands for enforcing the beliefs of a radical white Christian minority on the majority of Americans. That's me and you, your wife, your daughters, and your nieces.
Thank you, Frank, the healthcare detective and senior advisor to healthcare.com. Send your questions or concerns about finding affordable health care to healthcaredetective@robinhoodradio.com. Frank will try to address as many of your questions as he can on future broadcasts. Also, look for his book, Your Best Health Care Now, available online, in store, and on my desk.